Mitt Romney is pledging to go back to work today as the Republican presidential campaign shifts to the next primary state in South Carolina. Romney easily outdistanced the field yesterday in the nation's first primary in New Hampshire. WBFO's Mark Scott reached UB political science professor James Campbell for analysis of last night's contest.
Professor Campbell, once again, thanks for coming on with us.
Glad to be on.
Mitt Romney says he made history. It's the first time a Republican has swept the first two votes in contested races in Iowa and New Hampshire since the current system began in 1976. How important are these victories as he heads to the conservative South for primaries in South Carolina and Florida?
Well, I think it's easy to make too much of these. In Iowa, it was pretty much a dead heat with Rick Santorum. And in New Hampshire, he had been the governor of the neighboring state and has a house in New Hampshire. So I'm not sure that it's all that important. He's clearly the front runner. And I think that's some momentum that he takes down to South Carolina with him.
Is the phrase that he likes being able to fire people going to haunt him?
I don't think so. I mean, I think there's going to be a lot of scrutiny of his claims about of creating so many jobs in the private sector and all that. I think there's going to be an increased focus by particularly some of the super PAC ads associated with Newt Gingrich to look at that more closely. And so I think that's going to be a little bit of a problem for Romney in the next races.
And it's interesting that these opponents of his are almost mimicking Democrats by coming down so hard on his business experience.
Well, there's some of that, but I think really what they want to do is take a look very closely at to what extent Mitt Romney was actually creating jobs or helping to create jobs or just sort of picking through the remnants of businesses that he was, kind of taking apart. I think that he's going to be sort of more under the microscope in all this process.
Well, Ron Paul came in second in New Hampshire following his third-place finish in Iowa. Most political analysts still don't think he can get the nomination, but he's still the biggest challenger to Mitt Romney at this point.
Well, that's true in one sense, that he did finish second. I think, the one thing that we should remember about New Hampshire as well is that it's an open primary, so independents are allowed to vote. So that made the complexion of the New Hampshire electorate much more moderate and perhaps more libertarian as well than a normal Republican state primary would have been. And I think that helped Ron Paul a good bit. But he has a very definite and very committed following. I don't think he's still a serious candidate for the Republican nomination because of his foreign policy views. But he's going to be there through the rest of the contest, I think.
Does John Huntsman's poor third place showing mean an imminent end to his campaign?
Well, I don't think so. I think he with about 17-18% of the vote, and doing better than Gingrich and Santorum and Rick Perry. I think that that keeps him in the race at least into South Carolina and perhaps Florida. I think there's still this contest between Romney and the more conservative candidates in the field, and so there's essentially a sub-contest going on among possible conservative opponents to Romney. I don't know. I mean, this didn't help resolve that, and I think Huntsman will stay in the race for that position.
Indeed, you bring up a good point, because I could ask you, who do you think is going to come out and challenge Romney the most, Santorum, Gingrich, or Perry, but who really knows? This has been such a different kind of campaign.
Well, right, and this, as long as there's not a single conservative standard bearer in the field, Romney benefits from this. It's still the case that in national polls, Romney hovers between 25% and 30% of the vote, even with his successes. He did a little bit better in New Hampshire, but it's a neighboring state and so forth. But and somewhat more independent. But a big part of the party does not seem to be willing to settle on Romney as its candidate. And the question is whether this field will stay divided for a long time. The Republican rules now at least have a good deal more proportional representation states, which allows smaller candidates who don't do so well, to stay in the race a little bit longer. And also the super PAC financing allows money to keep more candidates in the race than has been the case in the past. So both of those things could actually work to Romney's advantage, keeping the field divided.
Professor Campbell, thank you.
You're welcome.
UB political scientist James Campbell is one of the nation's leading scholars on presidential politics. He was in conversation there with WBFO's Mark Scott, a conversation, in fact, that we'll have posted for you later today online at WBFO.org.